I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Really? Okay. That was Joe Biden. And man, does he wish he could take back those comments, I believe. Because since that time, people have asked themselves, what was really going on there? Since when can you use American dollars, American aid, and act like it's your own and hold it over somebody's head? Upon further review, when he came back and said, you know, the president said, if he wanted to finish that sentence, maybe he said, President Obama expected you to give this to us. You not hold it over our heads. Why would you do that? And turns out he had felt as though he had control of it. Well, I had a chance to interview the prosecutor, Shokin, and get his point of view. And he says he was actually pursuing Burisma for corruption. And he said that he was put there by Poroshenko as a favor after he came out of retirement to do it. And it was Joe Biden that told Poroshenko, you're going to get, you better fire him or you don't get the money. So he got fired. And no one's really talked to him since. He's been somewhat in isolation. And when the White House did respond, one of the people they brought up to say that Shokin is no good and this investigation that Fox is doing is always yields nothing, just like Ron Johnson's investigation when the senator from Wisconsin was chairman of his senatorial committee when they had the majority. So let's bring in Senator Ron Johnson. Senator, what is your take on being derided by the from the White House when your name was even brought up?
Well, good morning, Brian. Well, I'm not President Biden's favorite senator. Let's put it that way. So he'll do anything he can when he has an opportunity to denigrate me. But I mean, the fact of the matter is the Biden crime family are corrupt, and it's becoming more and more obvious. It's been obvious to me for years. It's unbelievably frustrating to see so much that Senator Grassley and I uncovered. You know, now it's starting to be reported in some news outlets, mainly conservative outlets, but I've known this for a year. But just to put this in all in perspective, in June of 2015, you know, Shokin was fired in early 2016. June 2015, Victoria Nuland, who was the Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, serving under Kerry, on behalf of Kerry, wrote to Victor Shokin, the new Prosecutor General, in glowing terms, saying he was doing a fabulous job. And then Ambassador Pyatt hand-delivered that letter. A few months later, Ambassador Pyatt, because the entire U.S. policy toward Ukraine was focusing on helping them rid the country of just endemic corruption. And he gave a speech. He called out Burisma as one of the corrupt companies. And the result of that is Shokin, whether he was investigating before or after, redoubled their efforts and began to vigorously investigate Burisma. So again, I don't have the emails to back up my next statements, but you can just imagine Burisma starts putting pressure on Hunter Biden, who they're paying, you know, millions of dollars for protection money, to say, hey, take care of this. And on a dime, and by the way, this caught the State Department completely off guard. We've got a chain of emails now been released where a Ukrainian official is contacting Ambassador Pyatt going, hey, what's the deal here? You're going to be holding up $1 billion of loan guarantees. What's pulling off here? And Ambassador Pyatt writes to Eric Chiaramella and other people in the State Department, buckle in. I mean, they were all caught off guard. Eric Chiaramella, if you remember that name from the impeachment, was also completely caught off guard. They thought Shokin was doing a good job. And U.S. policy, led by Vice President Biden at the time, all of a sudden turned on a dime. Gee, I wonder why that is. I mean, again, it's so obvious, except it's not obvious to the mainstream media.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Here's what Shokin said to me, Cut 11.
I have no doubt that there were illegal activities engaged in by Burisma. As a matter of fact, the criminal case had been started before me. It continued to expand, and Zlochevsky, who at the time held the post of minister and was the founder and CEO of Burisma, started bringing in people who could provide protection for him. Hunter Biden was among them. And the corruption network expanded as a result. So, yes, to answer your question, there's no doubt in my mind that Burisma was engaged in illegal activities.
And they said he was not looking into him, but he says he was looking into him, and that is the reason why he was fired. And he went on to say this about Hunter Biden, cut 12.
I do not want to deal in unproven facts, but my firm personal conviction is that, yes, this was the case. They were being bribed. The fact that Joe Biden gave away $1 billion in U.S. Money in exchange for my dismissal, my firing, isn't that alone a case of corruption?
And I'll put that to you. Isn't that, Senator?
Yes, again, it's been obvious. Let's go back in time and talk about other facts. So 2014, February, had the Revolution of Dignity in Ukraine. 2 months later, Devin Archer meets with Vice President Biden in the White House. A couple days before Biden goes to Ukraine as dubbed the point person for the Obama administration in Ukraine. A day after that, Devin Archer joins the board of Burisma. A few days after that, the UK... Britain seizes about $20 million of assets of Vlochevsky, the owner, the corrupt oligarch of the corrupt oil company Burisma. A few weeks after that, Hunter Biden joins the board of Burisma. They knew exactly how corrupt Burisma was. It was public information. Obviously, the Ambassador Pyatt knew that because he's calling out Burisma in a speech over a year later. So the Bidens, they've always known. I mean, just like with Patrick Ho, the blankety-blank spy chief of China, that paid Hunter Biden $1 million when he was arrested on money laundering charges, which he was convicted of, by the way. So the Bidens are sleazy, okay? They've always known the people they're dealing with. Now it's interesting, the Miranda, actually it's Joe Sperry, Paul Sperry in Real Clear Politics, is talking about an individual that's being interviewed on the classified documents case that was caught up in the Clinton ChinaGate fundraising scandal. And this is an individual that Hunter Biden's been dealing with for years when he apparently had connection with the Commerce Department. So the connections are being made. They've been known for years. The Biden crime family is corrupt. The media ought to know about this. But again, they got Joe Biden, who campaigned from his basement, elected president. They're going to continue to cover up for him till the very last.
Let me tell you, tell me if you think this is a bridge too far. Victor Shokin was asked about the impact of Biden having the portfolio and being in charge of U.S. relations with Ukraine at a very tenuous time. Cut 14.
It is public knowledge. Everybody knows that it was because of Joe Biden's actions that Russia was able to claim Crimea without firing a single shot, which, of course, eventually led to a full-scale war that is currently underway. And I do talk about this in my book. But yes, the damage has been done.
Well, I mean, that's a big leap. I asked him to substantiate. He couldn't. Yet, he said, but he believes, and that's where I'll pursue if I get a follow-up interview. He believes all of this and the U.S. role there allowed Crimea to be taken, maybe sending mixed signals to Russia.
Well, again, it's speculation. Nobody knows. But we know that Joe Biden was given these portfolios, and we also now know the National Archives are now reporting that they have 5,400 emails of Joe Biden's were used his pseudonym. And by the way, I and Senator Grassley wrote to the White House counsel back in 2021, three times plus the National Archives, on these pseudonyms that Joe Biden is using a private email server, which violates the Federal Records Act, which Vice President Biden knew full well because Hillary Clinton had an email scandal because she was using a private email server for her official business. So again, this is such a level of corruption, it is just jaw-dropping. But what's so frustrating to me is I've known about this. I've been trying to get this out for years. And, of course, Senator Grassley, in my report, was termed Russian disinformation, like we were soliciting, disseminating Russian disinformation back in 2020. That's been their playbook.
So in the response that they gave me with the Shokin interview, they say Senator Johnson, other Senate Republicans in the Senate, in the Ukraine caucus, sent a letter to President Poroshenko saying, we similarly urge you to press ahead with urgent reform to the Prosecutor General's office and judiciary. Is that true?
Yeah, but understand how that letter gets prompted. There was a firing of somebody else in the government. And the Ukraine crisis led by Dick Durbin and Rob Portman, they probably get a call from the State Department. Hey, we need reinforcement to, again, put pressure on Ukraine to keep going down the road of anti-corruption. So, I mean, it's, that's just a run-of-the-mill letter. You notice at that point in time, I'm sure I didn't even know who Viktor Shokin was. And if you're going to fight corruption in right. Ukraine, it's going to focus on the Prosecutor General office.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.